Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to our halftime interview tonight. And we're privileged to have Mr. Patrick Flanagan, the band director at Lawrence District 55 High School. Mr. Flanagan, I believe last year you had the interim title when we talked.
That is correct.
And they've taken that away from you?
Yes, sir. I am now the director of bands for the high school.
My goodness. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing right now. I'm having a great time with these kids.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Now, Mr. Flanagan, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you went to school, previous teaching, band directing experience, that kind of thing. Just a little bit to let a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I actually taught for 32 years in Texas and retired from teaching in Texas. I went to school at Texas A&M Corpus Christi and got my master's degree at Lamar University there in Corpus Christi in educational administration. Then I taught, like I said, for 32 years in Texas at a variety of schools in Texas. The most recent job in Texas was a little town called Jacksboro, which is about 60 miles outside of Fort Worth, outside of the Dallas Metroplex area.
Now, you said you retired from there. What got you into this area, and what made you decide to get back in the fire, so to say?
Well, my wife and I met through a series of circumstances, but my wife actually grew up in Simpsonville. So my in-laws are in Simpsonville, and so the plan was always when we got to a point where I could collect retirement from Texas, I would retire in Texas, we would move back here and be closer to her family. Both of my parents have passed, so the only grandparents my kids have are my in-laws, and so we moved here to be closer to family. And my wife actually basically started her teaching career here in Lawrence 55. She was out at Hickory Tavern about 18 years ago as a kindergarten teacher out there. And now she has come back full circle, and she works at Lawrence Elementary School and teaches kindergarten over there. So we came back to here to get closer to family. And I got back into teaching because I really wasn't ready to retire, but this is a way I can pull my retirement pay from Texas, plus get a paycheck from here, some kind of double dipping. And
a little mad money.
Yeah, a little mad money to enjoy and have a good time with while I'm still doing something that I enjoy doing.
Okay. Now, the reason we're here to interview you is because of the annual Henry Lawrence contest.
Yes, sir.
Now, something a little bit unusual about it this year, it usually falls on a Saturday after a Raider football game.
That's correct.
This year, it's on Saturday, September the 21st, and the night before that, on Friday, September the 20th, Lawrence doesn't have an opponent.
That's
unless
correct.
You want to call them the open date Opies or something like that.
Right.
So in order to get the interview in, we're going to go ahead and do it tonight at halftime of the AC Flora game.
Sure.
Now, on the Henry Lawrence contest, been here a long time doing that. You probably don't know how many years. Probably the closest one to answering that question would be Mr. Intercon, who's the principal up at Gray Court this
correct.
Year.
Correct, right.
But anyway, how many bands you got that's lined up to come so far?
We have 14 bands that are going to compete that day, and then we will perform also at the end of the day in an exhibition.
Okay. The bands, are they basically from around this area, and they all kind of different sizes bands?
We have a variety of sizes of bands coming. We have bands as close as Clinton and Emerald coming over. We have some bands out of the Greenville school system with Berea coming over. We have some of the Newberry County bands, Whitmire's coming over. We also have Gaffney, Woodruff, Mid-Carolina High School, Chesney High School, Spartanburg High School is going to be here. But the band that's going to travel the furthest to be here is coming from Jefferson High School. They're coming out of Georgia, and they're coming up to compete in the contest. So that's going to be a great experience, I think.
Now, I said that you got different size bands there, but for this type of contest, they do not rate the bands according to the high school athletic classifications. I believe for these type competitions, it's done, I think, on the number of horns?
That is correct. We take the number of wind players, the horn players, and then each of these little invitational contests like this kind of sets their own classifications based on who's coming, and they divide them down into a group of different divisions based on approximate numbers of horns being about the same number of horns. So you're really competing with bands that are the same size as you, even though the school may be bigger or smaller.
Okay. Now, the first band to take the field, do you know who that's going to be and at what time?
That will be Clinton High School. They're going to be the first band of the day, and they will perform right at 1 o'clock.
Right at 1 o'clock. Now, the question to ask at this point in time is, what time are the gates going to open?
They will probably open around 11:30 or 11:45. We'll be here a little bit early. The first band is scheduled to go into warm-up about 12, so I expect the first band to get here around 11 to start unpacking and getting ready. So we'll open the gates shortly after they get here.
Mr. Fankin, let's talk about admission price. This is a big fundraiser for y'all. What's the admission price on for this?
You're right. This is a big good fundraiser for us. It's actually the biggest fundraising event we do all year. Our admission price is $12 for adults and $8 for students.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. I think I know the answer to, but I'll ask it anyway. Do they need to bring their own food, or are you going to have concessions?
Oh, we'll have plenty of concessions for them.
Okay. Just about anything you might find on a football Friday?
Yes, sir. Typical concession stand fare. Plus, we might have a few other vendors that we've been talking to about coming out and selling a few other things as well.
Okay. That sounds good. If it gets, be nice to get a funnel cake guy out there.
That's one of the ones that we've been talking to. I'm not sure, you know, knock on wood, that they will actually show up, but we do have somebody that has talked to us that's interested in bringing funnel cakes.
All right. You mentioned at the start that the Raiders will do their show performance out there after all the bands are finished.
That's correct.
Do you have an approximate time for that?
Yes, sir. As long as the contest runs on time, the Raider Band exhibition will be at approximately 5:15. And then we will follow that up with an award ceremony where we will give awards for things like the best drum line, the best color guard, first, second, and third place in class, a grand champion. And we have a special award that we like to give named after a former director here, Mr. David Malden.
Yes.
It's the David Malden Innovation Award for the band that has the most innovative show of the day.
That's interesting. Now, speaking of show competitions and innovation and that kind of stuff, when will your show competition begin in earnest?
Our show competitions begin tomorrow. We will go to Powdersville for the Powdersville premiere, which is the first show of the season. It's a combination of a clinic and a show. We'll perform once in the morning for some judges and get some feedback from judges and then come back in the evening and do a second run for a full panel of judges to get a true adjudication.
So you get to practice, get feedback, and then do it for real?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. Okay. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us, and good luck in your fundraiser.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we go live at the press box for more of our halftime, including stats brought to you by Mike Fortune, CPA. You're listening to Raider Football here on Real Radio 860 and 104.1 WLBG.